재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵.
Yes, it's time for our listening test. It is time for Tokik, the test of Korean for international communication. Day 2 of 5. But George, yesterday we failed miserably.
That's right. It's okay because August starts today, which means a blank sheet of paper. Turn over a new leaf today.
Actually, I don't have a blank sheet of paper.
Okay.
I've got a paper with 3 flags and 3 erasers.
You got the Italian flag.
I've confirmed from Chagang it's the Italian flag.
Are they erasers? They look like supplements to me.
I don't know. They're emoticons, whatever they are.
Yes.
It could be pills. It could be erasers. But it's definitely 3 Italian flags. Does that mean we're going to Italy?
We're going to Italy?
I don't know. We're doing the show live from Venice.
That would be cool.
Sinking under the water in the canal.
We can't. We have to stay for more than, you know, just a few hours.
Oh, no. We just do the one show. Then back to Korea.
They won't like it.
You sure?
Too many tourists in Venice.
Okay, we'll see. In any case, we don't know what kind of question we're getting today. I'm guessing we're going to have to write something down. So get your pen ready, Bajaj.
Got it.
You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Well then, let's go.
다음을 듣고 질문에 답하세요.
네.
수찰.
얘들아, 혜진이 어디 있어?
동민.
혜진이? 잘 모르겠는데. 어, 아까 편의점에서 보긴 했어.
수찰.
아, 참. 혜진이, 이 카페 매일 오잖아. 맨날 빈둥거리고 있더니 오늘은 왜 없는 거야?
동민.
왜? 무슨 일인데 그래?
수찰.
혜진이가 이탈리아어 할 줄 알잖아. 오늘 내가 가장 좋아하는 이탈리아 가수가 상암동에서 팬사인회를 하거든.
동민.
그런데?
수찰.
그 가수한테 사랑한다고 유창한 이탈리아어로 말하고 싶단 말이야. 도대체 어디 있는 거야? 개똥도 약에 쓰려면 없다더니.
동민.
야, 박수철. 너 지금 혜진이를 개똥에 비유한 거야?
다음 중 개똥도 약에 쓰려면 없다의 의미를 설명하고 이 속담과 비슷한 일을 겪었던 경험을 이야기해 보세요. 다시 한번 들어보세요.
네.
다음 중 개똥도 약에 쓰려면 없다의 의미를 설명하고 이 속담과 비슷한 일을 겪었던 경험을 이야기해 보세요.
Okay, I'm not sure. This is a family-friendly show. We're dealing with doggy do.
So we are talking about the bowel movement, right?
The doggy bowel movement.
Yes. So it's not like yesterday it was like, salsa isn't the salsa that we know.
And it's not the one that you put in your nachos.
Right. Or do the dance.
Okay. So we have to get the meaning of this. Do we have to get the meaning of it in English or Korean?
I think in English we can write it down in English.
All right, and then we have to give an example. We're being told it's in English, so it's okay, right? Well, I'm going to go for something.
Okay. I found the literal meaning I got, and I get like the gist using my context clues.
Okay. All right. So, we can't really do it on the count of three, can we? I'm going to have to go one by one.
Okay. Well, I guess we could go by 1, 2, 3.
Really?
So, okay. How did Sucho feel about Hye-jin at this moment?
That's the
question.
What? But Dongmin's saying it to Sucho.
No. Sucho said it, and then Dongmin's like, what? You're comparing the two together?
Oh, then I completely misunderstood and I'm going to get this wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. We're not going to do 1, 2, 3. It's not going to work.
Okay.
Go on. What do you got?
I got, can't even find dog poo to use as medicine.
Oh. I got being treated like dirt or being treated like a servant.
Ah, okay.
Because I didn't understand that it was Suchal saying that about that.
Yeah, that's a literal meaning I got. For me, the figurative meaning is like, when I'm trying to find something, it's like, I can't... When I'm trying to find something, nothing is there. Like, I can't even use something that is worthless to be used as something worthful.
Worthy?
Worthy. There we go. Thank you.
Okay. I have no idea about this. I think I have completely got the wrong end of the stick.
Oh, okay.
And that stick is covered in...
in salsa?
No.
Okay, that's what I guess. So Suchar is like, where's Haejin? And Dongmin's like, I don't know. I saw her at the Pyeongi Jam, I think. And then she's like, oh, she's always at this cafe. Why not today? And Dongmin's like, what's wrong? She speaks Italian. I'm going to a fan site in Sangam because my favorite Italian singers come in. And then he's like, so? Then Suchar's like, I'm going to declare my love and I want to say it in Italian. I love you. And then he says, 개똥도 약에 쓰려면 없다. And then Dongmin's like, you're comparing 개똥 to Haejin?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know. I'm going, I've said treated like dirt. We've got to give examples from our lives, but if we're wrong, then we can't give an example. I guess
give an example of when you were treated like dirt.
Like when my friend kept on asking for favors and there was no sort of reward. It was just like, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this.
No incentive.
And I kept doing it and it was like nothing changed and it just, no thanks, no please, no nothing.
Right. So yeah. Do you know how to say I love you in Italian?
Ti amo.
Is it?
Ti amo.
Ti amo. Here's Richie Poveri.
Sare perce, ti amo. Richie Poveri with Sara Percetiamo. Buongiorno, this is the Wake Up Crew, and I can't speak any more Italian than that.
Bellissimo.
So, yes, well done. Bella, bella.
Arrivederci.
Pasta?
Now we're offending people.
I don't know, I love Italian food.
Yes.
Love a good plate of pasta.
I always wanted to go to Italy. Ever since the episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, they go to Italy.
And nobody watches Everybody Loves Raymond
I know,
anymore.
But back in the night, ever since. It was an amazing series.
Moving away from Raymond and towards Suchar and Dongmin. Who do you want to be?
I will be Dongmin.
Okay. Suchar says, 얘들아, 혜진이 어디 있어? Guys, have you seen 혜진?
혜진이? 잘 모르겠는데 아까 편의점에서 보긴 했어. 혜진? No, no, no.
I think I saw her at the convenience store earlier, though.
아이 참, 혜진이 이 카페 매일 오잖아. 맨날 삥뚱거리고 있더니 오늘은 왜 없는 거야?
Man, 혜진 comes to this cafe every day and idles away her day. Why isn't she here today?
아, 그래. 왜, 무슨 일인데?
That's true. Why, what's the problem?
혜진이가 이탈리아어 할 줄 알잖아. 오늘 내가 가장 좋아하는 이탈리아 가수가 상암동에서 팬 사인회를 하거든.
You know, Haejin speaks Italian and my favorite Italian singer, Richie, whatever the name was, is holding an autograph session at Sangamdong today.
그런데? So?
Richie Poveri, that's the name.
그 가수한테 사랑한다고 유창한 이탈리아어로 이탈리아어로 말하고 싶단 말이야. 아, 도대체 어디 있는 거야? 개동도 약해 수르면 없다더니.
I want to tell her that I love her in fluent Italian. And where is she? Even dog poop's not around when I need it.
야, 박수철, 너 지금 혜진이를 개똥에 비유한 거야? Hey, 박수철, you just compare 혜진 to dog poop.
All right, so we had to get the meaning of this maxim, 개똥도 약해 수르면 없다. And turns out the judge was exactly right.
It's never around when you need it. Okay. That's the official translation.
There we go. Never around when you need it. So what's a good example?
For me is when I was doing a project, I didn't have glue around my house. And I was looking for glue for tape and I couldn't find it. And I asked my brothers, I mean, three students in one household, none of them had glue nor tape. Mom didn't have one either. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even have 개똥도 약에 쓰려면 없다. And then my mom says, this is what we used to use in the old days and gave us sticky rice.
So we use
sticky rice to post stuff on our poster board.
There we go.
True story.
My example is whenever I do Tokik, the answer's never around. There's never the answer just waiting in front of me.
I mean, why not, you know? Isn't it out there?
Congratulations, Bajaj, you got it right.
Thanks.
Commiserations to me, I got it wrong. But let's see whether we'll beat the clock, whether we'll be able to beat the good Mariki, or whether we'll get a caller after Eric Clapton.
When you got a good friend.